Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. And tonight I want to talk about something that I have really expanded through in my own life. And it's opened my eyes. It's like walking out of a cave into Disneyland. And what it really happened is it's called letting go of the get-rich-quick itch. And that is what this is all about. This is what's happening to me. And it's really quite fascinating when I saw all this happen. And it's only happened in the last 2 days, actually. And it's just unbelievable what's happened for me. And what happened is I went all the way back to my childhood, actually. And I grew up in a family we struggled with money for a long, long time. And that's what happens in families that have financial troubles. They're too hooked on the get-rich-quick scheme of life. And that's what happened to me. And we want to be where the things are, and you're around people, and some of your family has things you don't, and things like that. And that happened to me. It really, really did happen to me. But that's where the world is today. Drug dealers are that way, and once they get the money, they just become engulfed and inflamed in that. And that's really what happens there, is people become engulfed and inflamed in the get-rich-quick schemes. And it's an easy thing to do. And whoever says it doesn't happen to them is not telling the truth. I want to just say that right up front. You're not telling yourself the truth if it hasn't happened to you, because it's happened to me quite extensively. And I can go back all the way to high school. I go back to all through my life, and it's been the get-rich-quick itch that really, really, really bound me up in everything. Because when you come through a poverty-conscious family like I did, they are always playing the victim. And they're always playing the victim, and they're always playing something else. But they're never up front about anything. And that's where the inner cities are today. And basically, that's what robbery and thieves are, is they want to get rich quick itch. And that's basically where this is at, where this is going. And it really ties you up in your inner self when you really are into this, because every decision you make is about money. And when you're involved in this, you don't realize that you're too focused on where you're going. And that really happened to me in this last business deal I was in. I focused. It happened twice in two business deals. And they just kept making God and the universe just kept hammering on me. And I wouldn't open my eyes because I stayed focused on the money. And now, breaking loose from this, I really opened up to a new way of thinking and a new way of living. And it's really astronomical how this has happened to me. It's getting rid of expanding out of the get rich quick itch. Say that 20 times fast. But anyway, that's what this has happened to me. And really what it comes down to is when you're focused only on the money and you get focused and you don't care quite how you get rich. And what happened to me is I give my trust. I trusted another person as much as I trusted myself. And that's what really opened my eyes to this. And it happened twice in the last 20 years. And the first time was mediocre. This time it really opened my eyes. And it's really get rich quick is really a poverty consciousness that really engulfs the country and the world today. Because everything we talk about, everything we do is tied to money. And that's all people can talk about, is being tied to money. And see, we don't lack the money in the world. We lack the innovation, the motivation, the individual innovation to move this forward. It's about the individualism of the country. And that's where we're at in this. And that's what's really holding us back. And that's what's stopping us from moving forward, is the individualism. And the mom and pop and the smallness of the world. But it's too unwilling to see people get rich. And see, the people that get rich, they don't owe the people that don't, except for their wisdom. You know, they can give you all their money. You know, this is something that's kind of a sad but cold-hearted thing. The rich people could give the poor people all the money. Within 10 years, the rich people would have it back, and we'd be wondering what happened, because they understand the frequencies and the energies of money. And that's what really happened in this thing for me, is I misunderstood the ethics of money. Money is an energy of innovation. It comes from your very... And it's in the chat room. Wisdom is very important. It is. And wisdom is something nobody can steal, take, or use against you, because you can. Once you have wisdom, you can expand wisdom. And, you know, the thing about it is, for me, is I always had the integrity and everything, but I've made about 5 or 6 really poor decisions about money in my life. And all 6 of them had to do with a get-rich-quick itch. And that's what they all had in common. And see, there's a separation between the wealthy and the middle class. It's because the wealthy has opened up their innovative streams, and the middle class is waiting for the wealthy to feed us down. And that's what is happening here. You know, there is also, when you're wealthy, you do have a right to share your wealth. But, you know, here's something the wealthy people could do without even understanding they did it. Is if they raised wages and made it so the money flowed more from the bottom up, they would actually increase their wealth. Right now, they're hoarding their wealth. And you can see the bottom kind of rotten out at the bottom of this. And that is where we're really in a bind, is where that's rotten out in the bottom. And you, it's just like a mountain or an avalanche. You keep building something up or cutting away from something, pretty soon the top comes down to the bottom. And that's what's getting ready to happen in the world. And I read something that one day they say we're on good course, and today Bianchi said we're headed for a fiscal crisis. Well, we are headed for a fiscal crisis, but we're also headed for an innovative awakening more than that. And the thing about it is people are so afraid to open up their innovation, because are you going to fail? No. But are you going to create learning lessons to make you expand? Yes. Because we get too caught up in a business and we think we're going to make money before we expand the wisdom in the business. And that isn't going to happen. You've got to expand the wisdom before you can do anything. And until you expand the wisdom and the innovation, you're going to be right where you're at for the rest of your life. And I learned that this week. And this has been quite extraordinary. I actually caused my, I was 50% of my divorce. This was a major cause of my divorce back in 94. I got too caught up in the greed and making money and doing everything instead of paying attention to the relationship and going forward with that. That's where I really messed up. And she was a good woman. And, you know, she tried to get me to see it, but I wouldn't. But, you know, she had hers. I can only do my 50%. And then it come through. I got involved in a couple other things, and I took some pretty good rides on the reading, money wise. But you know, the thing is, it was a get rich in me, and I wanted to. I think I had an egotistical arrogance, and I really, really wanted to be somebody important. And that's true. Don't worry about the money; it will come. And you know that is very true. But you know the thing is this country has a subliminal. This what I'm talking about is a subliminal imprint that everybody has, and we don't think we have it, but we do. And because I could always make money, I had never had trouble making money. It's that I always wanted that little bit more, but I had that inkling for big money instead of making my wisdom, innovation, my song, my books and everything expand the wisdom. All I could see was the money, that it was the potential instead of the wisdom that was potentially mine to expand through. And that's all life is. It's a wisdom expanding. And worry, I got a definition for worry. It's kind of good. It's wisdom opening real, robust Yahweh to open the way to play today for a high rate of pay. And pay does not mean money. High rate of pay may be a thank you, maybe this. But pay is prayer, aggrandizing yeses in my life. You pay your way with peace, prosperity, and prayer. And the prayer doesn't mean religious prayer. Prayer means however you pray is the way it is, and that is the way it is. And, you know, as long as you are making peace on the inside, you're going to have peace on the outside. And that's what this did for me today, was this what I had going on is actually what really opened me up to a better way to experience life, because I've opened up to understand it's my wisdom and my radio shows and the people that I encounter that expand me is going to expand my wisdom. And that's where I'm at right now. And it will happen when I'm ready to relax. You know, something I learned this week for myself, and it really is quite unique. You know, we study the law of attraction. We study this law, but really it's a law of relaxation, watching the action, taking action. But it's really the law of relaxation so you can listen to your inner self. When your inner self is vibrating and magnetizing the world is magnetizing back, and it's becoming dissimilar poles, because that way they attract to you. And money has a kind of a, and when you're in a poverty conscious, money and you have the same polarity, so it stays away. And to get that exciter going and that winder and the rotor and the motor to go, you have to change the polarity within you to change so the money comes to you. And that is something new that just come to me. Because I'm an electrician, I understand rotors, polarities. But the inner cities relax and everything gets down by nothing, doing nothing. And you know, that's true, because the people at the top, how many of them guys spend 30 hours, 20 hours a day working and only very little relaxing and having fun? Because we're full of worry that something's going to happen without us. Well, look where you're at and look around the world. How much happens without you? Lots. Very, you know, if you really take what happens with you and what happens in the world, you're going to see very little actually happens with you, because it all happens around the world. And, you know, this is something I was thinking of earlier. The warlords over in Iran and Iraq and that area, that's all they have. We're fighting an ingrained ideology of war. War fixes everything. And war, if it fixed everything, wouldn't the Middle East be peaceful today? And the, Iraq was going to go back into a warring faction as soon as we left because they don't understand the energy of money. That's the whole world's problem. They don't understand the energy of money, peace, and prosperity. They understand the war, the pillage, and the plunder because they know if they get this guy, they get theirs. But how about if they worked with this guy, generated more cash flow for everybody? Wouldn't that happen? You know, that is something that I've really learned in this. Everything that happens and is very challenging in the world, you can almost take to a get-rich idea. It may, they may have the patience, but it's really a get-rich-quick idea. And MLMs, multi-level marketing, if you pay attention to them, they actually that's all they sell is money. And they always talk about the biggest performers and this and that. They don't talk about the challenges and the things like that. And that's where they really get hurt, is because they don't open up and talk about the challenges and the growth that the people had to go through. And that's what the world is afraid to. And the business people of the world, if you listen to some of them, they'll tell you they went broke 3, 4, 5 times. They've energized the challenges, but they didn't have the, they were too hard-headed to quit and too stubborn to know anything. And that is absolutely true. Money becomes the religion of somebody, and then it becomes the keeper and the controller of people's minds. And that's what the 7-year get rich itch is controlling the mind and holding on to everything. And that's what happens with the 7-year itch. I mean, the get rich quick itch is that money becomes your controlling. You look how many people make family decisions by money. And I know that's important. Don't get me wrong, but well, we can take a Saturday off and go have a family day, or you can go to work. Well, it's always go to work most of the time. And that's where this world is we're so caught up in having to work, and we think if we're working, we're making money. Well, sometimes you're relaxing. Your body is making you money because it ain't sore and beat up. And that's what happens to everybody. We get looking at the dollars instead of the fun. And, you know, it's really about figuring out how to have fun without money. You know, there's so much in this world you can do without money that it's just unbelievable. But we like the money and the easiness of money. Money brings an easiness and a relaxation that people understand, and that's what people get caught up and engulfed in, is getting caught up in that. And money is a luxury, but money isn't a luxury. Money's an energy. And when you think of money as luxury, your money makes you enslaved to the money. And that's what the world is right now. We're enslaved to the dollar, and we're more enslaved into that than we are anything else, because credit card and all the easy money borrowing made it so everybody become caught up in easy. Did I? Oh, yeah. I don't know why and how I allowed it to happen. It just happened. And then it becomes an easy thing, and then it becomes a treadmill. And that's what really happens. When it becomes easy in a treadmill, it engulfs you into its energy of debt. And that's really what debt is an energy of the get-rich-quick itch. You know, something that if I could ever tell my mom to do ever again is never loan me a dollar. That should never happen. She never loaned kids money. She'd make them think and have to save their way out because it'd be the greatest thing that happened. And that's what would have been the greatest thing for me, is if that would have happened for me. But however, we didn't do that. So we had to learn this quite extensively. But now I'm open to receive the money through my innovation because I got some CDs and stuff like that. And that's really what happens in life is when you get encompassed and engulfed in this, that's what happens when people do things, is because they don't allow things to happen and move forward. Yeah, we was always taught to think the grass was greener. It just looked greener. It was just as gray, yellow underneath as mine was. And that's absolutely true. And we become so ingrained in looking at what everybody else has, then we become, oh, I got to have money. I got to have money. And, you know, God, that's just the biggest fallacy it ever was. If you really are supposed to have it, and you really desire it, and it's really needed to move your life forward, the money will come from anywhere. But it's really about, for me, every decision I made that was poor was due to money. Was really due to money. And that is something that's unbelievable on how I allowed that to happen. But I didn't even know it was happening because it was a subliminal imprint. And that's what all the inner cities have, is that all they can talk about is what they don't have. It's about opening their eyes to what they do have. And there is so much talent in the inner cities, in the farms, in the small communities of the world. But we're so hooked up in a hierarchy and a system of, well, I'm here, you're there, you know, a pecking order. When we're all just made of hydrogen, oxygen, carbon, and everything in the day is text, communication, and numbers. Life is seven things. And look how we complicate that to no end. That is something that really, really, really is mind-boggling to me. Is how I've allowed this to happen. Well, it isn't I allowed it. I just didn't understand it was happening. And now I look back, and the other day when this happened and I had that breakthrough, I laughed all day. All I could do was giggle about it because, and that's it. People are so hungry for money. And that's very true. People are hungry for money. They think if they have money, everything's cured. Well, it's just a Band-Aid. Money is a Band-Aid until you have a steady flow from ideas to come in. And that's what the world is looking for. That's what God and the universe are telling us. Get some ideas flowing. And the innovation to take us out of this, some of it hasn't even been thought of or invented yet. And that's kind of where we're at here right now. As we're opening up an innovation where people can really play and open up a new way to do this. And they can open up and have fun when they break loose from the money game. And that's also what's going to happen from this. And see, that's where the drug dealers and everybody, it's a get rich, they got a get rich itch. And once they got it and they got the money, it becomes a rash. They don't want to see anybody else having it. And that's where the world is really, really failing right now. It's because nobody sees anybody having it. And until you can see the world as wealth and everybody having it, you can't have it yourself because you're afraid to make a decision and to see what somebody else sees. And that is where I didn't think I had it, and I haven't had that for a long time, but I had it when I was younger. And people say money doesn't matter, but deep down, you've got to really come to a friendship with money. And it's really about how your energy and money's energy can intertwine and make it an in and an out and make it like a wheel where it comes in and out. And that's what rich people do. And most people time rich people do with other people's labor and their brain. Money in America doesn't make anything but money. That's very true, that we don't understand how much we have because we're wanting to be with Bill Gates when we're down here, like I'm a union electrician. Well, I'm down here, it's a union electrician. But it's really actually in some ways probably easier than Bill Gates has got it because Bill Gates is getting swarmed by everybody. And you know, everybody thought Microsoft was an instant success. Microsoft was a 15-year learning process for Bill Gates. He started on computers when he was in high school. He used to sneak into some lab in Washington, the University of Washington. I ain't sure about all that. But he actually was 15 years. And for me, it'll be 15 years in 2013. It'll be 15 years since I started on this. And I think I got the biggest let go and the breakthrough in this one. But I can see how I was selfish, poverty conscious, and jealous. I can really see that in the world. And that is something that the world really has to open up to and do something different. And when you see it, it really becomes a new way to live and a new way to experience it. And next week, I have Dean Druin with the United Tax Service is coming on. Amanda Rose is coming on 11 o'clock on Wednesday, and we're 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern, and we're going to talk about pain-free speaking. And then Tish Aitkins is my guest on Friday. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching really expanded into. It's more about the inner self and how we've been drugged by a society of money first instead of people first. And yeah, that's right. It's just the rich and poor. But here's the thing. The poor have the ingenuity and the physical abilities and the rich use it. So you tell me. And that's very true. And, you know, the thing is we, the people that are struggling with money, like me, are because we want to be like them instead of us being like us and open up our wisdom and move forward, squeeze the middle. And that's what they're doing. Now, some of this stuff is very disingenuous. Outsourcing, they don't step back and look at what all their policies have done to the country. Their policies have squeezed us and hurt us very, very, very much. And that's what we really have to expand out of. And see, it's seeing the world as a, not as an equal, but as a, how am I opening their lives up so they have a better life? See, there was a time coming out of World War II and the Depression, this country had a different mindset. And we need to get back into being the pioneers, the innovators, the nomads, being willing to go here. But we've lost our pioneering spirit, and that's what we really have to discover and get back to move this world forward. And I'm Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I want to thank everybody that's listening and everybody here. And next week we'll be here three times instead of two. And my website's cowboy-wisdom.com. My email's cwbywsdm@gmail.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And I really want to thank all the listeners and everybody here for being here. And I really enjoy doing this. And we will see you next week. And we'll do this all over again and have fun and enjoy life. And for now, say goodnight. And you're welcome. And it's my privilege. I love putting on a good program for people. I want to see people succeed. I want to see wealth and success flow through everybody. And all it's going to take is them opening their eyes. And if I can be part of that, that'll make my day. Anyway, thank you and good night.